here we are, just alongside the Royal Yacht Britannia, and I'm joined at the moment with the Trust Chairman of the Royal Yacht Britannia Trust, Admiral Neil Rankin. Could you please explain what's happening today? There's been an unveiling, I understand.
Well, we're very fortunate. The Association of Royal Yachtsmen, about 60 of them, come up here each year, spend a week sort of reliving their lost youth, so to speak, and at the same time doing some tremendous work on the yacht. And, of course, they enhance the visitor experience when they come round and they're able to speak to the people who work on the yacht. So we decided that when the Association of Royal Yachtsmen decided they were going to have this as their headquarters, that we should signify that, and hence we had this statue created of a Royal Yachtsman, but it just so happens it looks like the longest serving Royal Yachtsman, Norrie, who served on the yacht for 34 years, man and boy, and ended up by being the coxswain when he finally left.
And we can see from the gathering today that there is such camaraderie between within the men, and it seems so cheerful. It's such a binding thing. Is that in the Navy generally, or is that specific to the Yacht Britannia?
It's the Navy generally, but it's probably even more so for the Royal Yacht Britannia, because Royal Yachtsmen didn't do 2 years on board. They actually could serve as long as they wanted, and they got promoted within the yacht itself. So they did longer on board and with each other. So I guess that the friendships that were forged have lasted even longer and become stronger.
And many visitors will probably be drawn to the yacht because of its royal connection, for having been a holiday vessel for a small amount of the year. But is this giving due credit to bringing the yachty more to the fore, do you think, by having this statue here and bringing more recognition to the people who ran the yacht?
I think it probably does. I mean, none of us would have wished to see the Royal Yacht become a visitor attraction. We would still that it continued in the Royal Service. But having that decision having been made, then what we're doing our best is to make sure that it's shown to the public in the best possible light. And I'm sure, actually, if a lot of the public had appreciated that it was more than just a royal palace, it was an ambassador for Britain in the way it went around the world, and the trade shows, etc., and that it wasn't the sort of the big, opulent super yacht that people nowadays imagine, and it was fairly modest in its furnishings, then they would have probably been a little bit more warm to replacing it. Certainly it was a home to the royal family and a place of refuge when they went abroad, and I think it was a tremendous ambassador for our country.
And I think we could see also from the men that are assembled here today, there's also very much home for them as well, and home still, it seems, when they come back for these working holidays. So for the future, I suppose, it's going to continue that connection.
That connection will continue for as long as they are able to continue. Sadly, of course, we're all getting a little bit older. But there's a lot of life left in both the Royal Yacht and the people who served in her.
Thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure.